Welcome back, everybody. Ooh, so spooky. Ooh. We are recording this episode on Friday the 13th. It won't come out till a little bit later, but damn, what a spooky, cold, creepy day here in Chicago. Welcome, yes. Tommy, and welcome Jeff, who's on the road driving through this madness. Joining us from the field, Jeff is out there.
These are scary driving conditions.
It's not fun. I can't see shit.
He is hands-free for all the legal experts out there listening in. He is hands-free at the very least, but
we think
no evidence, but hey, welcome gentlemen. We are basically in the middle of spooky season, and I know last week we kind of ended talking about we got some decorations up and going. It's getting a little bit of a chill in the air. We kind of finished off September and Oktoberfest events. Now it's turning into more of the, you know, going to Sunny Acres here locally in West Chicago, going to some of these apple orchards and like really sinking our teeth in the Halloween spooky season. Like it's my favorite time of year. Jeff, I think it's yours. Tommy, where does this stack up of all holiday seasons for you?
It's like the beginning of my favorite time of year. It's like the kickoff. Yeah. I love the last 3 months of the year. It's amazing. I love when it cools off. The spooky season kicks off the feasting, eating, sweater weather season, which kicks off Christmas, which is like the greatest time of the year. I never get sick of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like opening ceremony is Spooktober and Halloween-ish. Yeah. And then the closing ceremonies, you know, New Year's Eve, you get shit-faced, you pass out, and then it's like, damn, okay.
I guess September is over. It's like time to wake up Green Day and let's all, you know, have spooky parties.
I like it. Well, gentlemen, I figured we'd start the podcast here tonight in, of course, a spooky manner. And I'm sure some people that are diehards have already had a couple weeks now of scary movies and shows. And I've watched a few. I'll admit I'm a little bit behind schedule of where I wanted to be, but I've definitely sunk my teeth into a few movies so far. But I figured maybe we just kind of start off by talking about like top three either scary movies, scary shows, and we know there's probably 45 different genres of what's considered scary. So I really don't give a fuck. This is no rules. Let's go around the table. And just list off some of your, you know, your top three movies or even just top one if you only have one. So, Tommy, I will start with you, sir. You seem prepared.
I'm not a horror movie guy, to be honest. Does that shock you guys? Did I just kill the mood?
No, I don't
like horror movies.
That doesn't shock me about you. I feel like you're Mr. Christmas, if anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love movies. Christmas. I like suspense movies.
Yep.
It's just the whole horror genre that doesn't... I like the original Saw movie, I like the first one, you know, because it's got a good plot and that ending where, you know, he wakes up and you're like, holy shit, nobody saw that coming.
Just taking
like,
a nap, yep.
That's the kind of suspense I appreciate. But then, like, all the sequels, it's just like, how many different ways can we watch somebody get ripped into pieces violently and die, you know? And it's just... Yeah, I can't get into it. I know you guys are horror movie fans. It's not my favorite. I do like the film Event Horizon. That's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
Because it's kind of like space. It's science fiction.
Yeah.
Horror. They got this big spooky spaceship and somehow there's a thunderstorm in space. We don't really know how, but there's lightning everywhere for some reason.
Yeah, of course.
And they go in a black hole.
So there's a theory about that movie that it's the beginning of Warhammer 40,000.
I don't know what that is.
Like a fan theory that Event Horizon is the start of Warhammer. So it's kind of funny.
Jeff sounds like he's on a landline in the mountains.
he's white knuckling right through traffic.
Can you hear me now?
Can't And now my car's like, attention, you need gas.
You save up those bars.
Jeff might not make it through tonight. You know, this is kind of a spooky theme.
Yeah, he's straight up in a horror movie.
What's going on here? Will Jeff make it? Will Jeff survive?
Springfield of Iowa.
At some point during this episode, Jeff's going to be like, hold on, I just ran out of gas. All right, you know what? Don't worry. There's a big trucker walking my way. I think he's going to help me.
Yeah.
He's holding a big knife. I don't know. I think it's to help me get out of the car.
Tote's okay.
Then we just hear screaming and chains clanking around and Jeff just being...
banjo music. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, Event Horizon's a good one. I haven't seen that in a really long time. I need to give it a rewatch.
For those of you who've never seen it, they go to space... And there's a black hole, and spoiler alert, the black hole leads to like a alternate dimension, and it's basically hell, and they get possessed.
That's not the movie. That's what it is.
That's it. No. That's basically it, Jeff.
No, it's a that they develop.
Nobody can understand you enough to have you explain what the movie is. So whatever it is.
Yes or no responses only.
I'm just going to get every movie wrong now just to piss Jeff off.
Ernest Goes to Christmas. Oh, wait. Is that? No.
Where did I get it wrong? It's hell.
No, their ship can bend space. It's a different. It's like a warp drive, kind of, but it bends space. Like
oh, my God. We can't understand the word you're saying.
Something like that.
I think your car is bending space. I think you have... gone into a black hole.
It is just boring. I can't see anything. And I'm trying to explain Event Horizon.
Yeah. Way too much going on in that car.
All right. Let's not do an Event Horizon episode tonight.
Yeah.
Let's save it.
All right. What's your next one?
My next one, which I've already watched three times since the beginning of the month, is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
Which my wife and I always discuss this. I feel like it comes up every year.
Yep.
We can't really decide if it's more of a Halloween movie or more of a Christmas movie. I think it's definitely more Halloween. What do you guys think?
I have the same question. And the weird part is it depends on my mood. I feel like it's both. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it always starts as a Halloween movie because I can't not watch it during Halloween. Right. But it also doubles down in December for being a fun, like, happy Christmas movie. Because at the end, they introduce Christmas, and it's a good thing. It's not like they go and kill Santa, and they're like, fuck that, we're only going to stay Halloween. Like, they assimilate with it. So I see it, I don't want to say 50-50. I'll give it a 60-40 Halloween wins, because it is creepy enough to win.
I would go higher. I think it's 75-25, personally. that's my calculations. I just crunched the numbers. I did the math.
Yeah.
And because it's Halloween in the beginning, you got the iconic This Is Halloween song, which I put that song on my playlist at work when I'm doing my fun Halloween games in the gym. And then it's, you know, Christmas a little bit in the middle, but then it's Halloween again at the end. So I'm going 75-25.
Okay.
An argument could be made for 74-26.
Oh, my God. There's no way. Jeff, what are your percentages on Nightmare Before Christmas? Halloween or Christmas?
Use Morse code because I don't think we can understand you. Give it to
about
us in
half
binary.
Half.
Half and half. Oh, he's going 50-50.
It's a little 50-50.
All right.
It's, you know, it's a little spooky. It's a very spooky Christmas movie.
Okay. A good way
to put it. Or is it a joyful Halloween movie?
Oh.
It's a spooky Christmas movie. I don't know. It just the beginning is really Halloween. Outside of that,
most of the film takes place in Halloween land. Okay,
in Halloween Town. It's actually
Halloween
Town.
Yeah, it is Halloween.
Jeff
town.
Is just—he's such a perfectionist tonight. He's correcting everything, and nobody can understand a fucking word he's saying. You picked quite a night to be the nitpicker, Jeff.
Yeah. I love it. All right, number two in the books. What about number three?
Two. No, that was number two. The first one I shared was number three.
Oh, Event Horizon. Oh, got it. We're going to the one.
Number one. You guys ready for this? Number one.
Yeah.
Greatest Halloween movie of all time. Coco.
Oh my. You
Disney
what?
Pixar.
Okay, I could see it. I could see it. Coco, the Day of the Dead movie.
Día de los Muertos. It's an adorable movie. Came out, I don't know, sometime in the last 5 years, I guess. It's Disney. Little boy in Mexico visits his ancestors in the land of the dead. It's adorable. He connects with his long-lost relatives, and he gets stuck there, and he's got to find his way back. And the ending makes me cry every time. And if you watch it and you don't cry at the end, you have no soul.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I agree. I like that.
And I watch it every year. And my kids finally love it.
Oh, well, that's good.
I've always loved Nightmare Before Christmas. They ask for it every year. But I can never get them into Coco until this year. We watched it a couple nights ago, and they asked to watch it again tonight. And I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. You have good taste.
There you go. Now you just got to start working on Star Trek and the other things.
Star Trek's going to be a project. They are kind of.
You're already mapping it out. All right. When they're 10 or 12, I'm thinking right around that age. Because
there's no Star Trek kid. I mean, they do have a kid show Star Trek now, but it's not that great. There's lots of Star Wars kid stuff that I'm starting to get them into. You know, they like Baby Yoda. They like the animated stuff. So
what's that?
Slowly but surely.
What's that term for, like, something messaging where, like, you're slowly giving them hints and they don't know it?
They definitely know it.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you're just slowly going to start feeding them, and everybody, blah, 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 this and that, Star Trek, and blah, 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 you know, and then all of a sudden at 10 or 12, they're going to be like, Dad, I want to watch Next Generation, and you're just going to...
They definitely know it, because there's nights where they'll straight up be like, can we watch Bluey? And I'll be like, nope, tonight we're watching Star Wars.
Love it.
Oh, I am so selecting good. For you.
That's so good. So good. All right. My list is, I'll say, unique in the sense of these three movies, starting with three, going to one, actually affected me and scared the shit out of me. Like, just like, I was not well after these movies, and it kind of, like, messed with my head, and I was just, like, young enough to be scared of it. So number three for me is a movie called Candyman. It's the first rated R movie, the one from like the 80s, that basically the guy with the hook, and there's a lot of gruesome gore. It takes place in Chicago. And I think my sister, somebody had the tape from Blockbuster, and I went downstairs and watched it without people knowing. I wasn't incredibly young. I was probably maybe... I mean, I don't know. I guess eight could be considered pretty young. Eight or nine. And I watched it, and I could not go to the bathroom. For those that have not seen the movie, there's a scene in a public restroom where things happen to a boy that's sitting on a toilet. I won't describe it, but I was afraid. I like basically needed to take shit standing up and just throw it in.
Which hole do things happen to? Just tell us
just
that.
You know, he gets mutilated, he gets destroyed. Oof. There's blood everywhere. Yeah, so don't ever go to the bathroom again if you're listening. Just hold it in. But that movie affected me again because I was so young, and it kind of was like, you know, before internet and before I even knew what rated R movies were. I just went straight into that one. So Candyman.
Where's the movie? I'm not familiar with it. Where does the title Candyman come from? Is he a Candyman that turns evil?
Great question. So it's kind of like Bloody Mary, where he's stayed in the mirror five times and she appears. Ah. He's the same thing. It's like some myth of this guy that was, you know, like they took off his hand. I think he was a slave in Chicago, or like back before Chicago was Chicago, way back in the day. And they chopped his hand off and they replaced it with a hook. And then they killed him by basically unleashing a whole shit ton of bees, like killer bees that stung him to death. And if you look in the mirror and say Candyman three times, he appears and he kills you with his hook. And so it's a combination of like bees and his hook. And it's Tony Todd. And if you know who that is, he's got the real deep motherfucking voice that just is terrifying beyond belief. And so I recommend, if you really want to get... kind of frightened and freaked out. I watched it a couple years ago and it still holds up. Like, I'm not as scared.
Did you see the new one? Because I just Googled this. I've never seen it. 2021.
I did. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the original. I'll put it
Jordan Peele is one of the writers on there.
Yeah. And
he's made some scary movies.
And I did like the actor that was in it. The guy that's kind of up and coming, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who's been in a whole bunch of movies and shows lately. I liked him as Candyman, but the movie just didn't hold up.
No,
sadly.
It's a sequel, it says.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was. It was. Yep, you're right.
Okay.
So, like, he was possessed by the spirit that was Candyman or some shit. If
like, it sounds cool, but again, like, I just, the whole genre, like, do I want to watch this and just ruin the next week and not be able to sleep? I need to sleep. Yeah. I value my sleep.
Well, let me set you off on movie number two, which was around the time where I just got, because this movie came out, I want to say January? Let me double check my math here. Of like, I don't even know, 2002. So I was just in eighth grade. I just got a TV for Christmas, a little 13-inch with a DVD player, motherfuckers. I was balling,
right?
And it was, you know, 20 feet away in my bedroom, so you can't see shit.
You need binoculars to watch.
Okay, I lied. It was October. It was October of that year. Whatever. I got a TV for graduation, I think it was, of eighth grade going into high school. Mind you, I was going into high school and in high school. And so The Ring, for those that don't know, it's the videotape. It's not the doorbell. It's the videotape that you watch it and 7 days later you die.
Yeah.
And that movie, it was just me and my cousin. We got dropped off, not Jeff, my cousin Dan. We got dropped off. We saw the movie. And I was not prepared for the psychological torment that goes on there. Like the repetitive images and freakiness and creepiness of like the northeast, or sorry, west, like Seattle and the cliffs and all the crazy shit that happened there. So when I went home, because when I turned the TV on, it was always the static channel first before you actually switched to like 3 or something. So that movie fucked me up, I'll admit.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one, and for me, just the image of her crawling out of the freaking TV,
Yeah, I did not like that one bit, and now, again, I just got a TV, and I'm like, they did a really good job of making me not want a TV in my room after asking for it for years.
And you're right, the static.
Yeah.
You turn on a TV, and like, to this day, if you see static, you don't see static anymore, like, that's not really a thing anymore,
Yeah.
For a while there, you turn on a TV, if there was any static, you immediately flashback to that movie.
Yeah, you're dead. You're basically dead. And I mean, the movie, it was just a good overall scary movie. Like, you just felt so uncomfortable. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you going there? Just like, go to a major city and hang out with a lot of people all the time. I think you'll be okay.
And it's like, it was unique.
Yeah.
Not just like a slasher. Like, not just like, oh, there's a murderer going around killing people. It was unique, you know.
Yeah. Jeff wants to chime in, I could tell. Are you getting gas?
Just chime in. What? I did. I got gas. So we're no Jeepers Creepers out here.
Oh, thank God. We're safe.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Good input.
Crashed for a second.
Good input.
My audiobook started playing and I thought Tommy was talking.
Oh my God! What is happening over there?
Drive and I can't like see anything.
Oh,
so
that's
I'm like,
good.
Is Tommy? Oh, my book just decided to start playing.
So it's haunted. It's haunted. That's what happens on Friday.
I thought I heard Harry Potter for a second. I was like, who is reading?
Oh yeah, right.
Harry Potter.
So
I'm reading Dresden Files. You know, it's a bit spooky.
Yeah, a little bit spooky.
Like spooky.
All right. Well,
perfect for late night driving in a thunderstorm. Something spooky.
All right. The last movie, the first place movie that really fucked me
number up one.
Was Blair Witch Project. Nothing will beat it. Yeah. Nothing will top it. For those that need a little history lesson, this movie was basically the first found footage movie to ever exist at a time where you couldn't do research on movies and know that it was a studio and fake and bullshit. Like, we just learned about web pages and how to find them, and they created this fake web page for the missing kids. So the marketing was just, you can never do the marketing that they did for that movie ever again. And everybody thought it was real. Like, just the rumors were spreading that three kids died and there's this Blair Witch and they got lost in the woods and they were all murdered. And we found the footage and we're going to release it to the public. Like, that was it. And we're like, I don't know if there's anybody out there that literally thought, like, no, this is just a movie and they put it all together and it's all fake. Like, I'm sure there's some skeptics, but if you thought that way, you were being laughed at. And the majority of people literally thought this was real. And when I watched it, holy shit, I was scared of just, I don't even know, going outdoors anymore, like to the max of just like going into a wooded area, going camping. I think I skipped the camping trip that year. I just didn't want to be outdoors or near woods or anything like that. So that movie takes the top notch for me. I don't know what your guys' memories are of it, but
eesh. I never saw it.
No,
I never saw Blair Witch.
We made movies that we reenacted it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Once we got through the fear and like maybe we did it to help heal ourselves of like, we would run around with the VHS camera around the yard. And like, that was the thing to do. Like, run, what is that? What's that noise? Just run. You know, like that's all they did in the movie was just, they hear a noise, they freak out and then they run.
That movie is the iconic, like, face close up of the girl's face where she's crying and she's like, I'm so scared right now. That one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. No, again, like, too scary. Don't want to see it. I would lose a whole week of sleep.
Yeah. And it was known for, you know, the big thing, there's like two big things. One, people are running out of the theater freaking out. Like, does that actually happen? I don't know. But the second one was how shaky the camera was. Like, you are.
Yeah.
Your head's kind of spinning a little bit because it was, and that's what made it more exciting, because that's what normal people would do. They wouldn't be like steady camming that shit and like it's on a gimbal or whatever the fuck it's called. And yeah, but
I they have gimbals.
Yeah. And like, I heard like there was a very small crew. There was the three main actors and they were literally sleeping and camping out in the woods. And there was like a team of maybe five or six people that were kind of part of the production that would spend each night just fucking with them. They would just start walking 50 feet away, cracking sticks. But the thing was, they would like, the crew would basically say like, hey, we're going back to the main hotel that we're all staying at. But in reality, they would stay out there at 3, 4, or 5 in the morning and they would get no sleep. And then they would start filming. So it was all kind of like real psychological terror on these people.
Very method.
And the ending, which I think, Tommy, if one day you watch it, it was probably the creepiest ending to a movie I've ever seen in my life. It's really creepy. Blair Witch.
That movie, they tried doing the whole found footage thing with a few other movies and it just didn't catch on. Remember Cloverfield?
No. Yeah.
And then there was a superhero one.
Oh god!
Found footage of these guys. Yeah, it's
like
just kind
Chernobyl,
of a dumb,
paranormal.
It's something that
activity.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a. You can't do it again.
No, it's tough. And like some people have like a real deep love for those types of, like, they know they're not real, but I think some people like those.
There's one called VHS, which is pretty fucked up. There's a lot of like good indie horror found footage that are really
terrifying. Well done.
There's also a lot of like horror video games that are like found footage games that are pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
So you can do it if you're smart about it.
If you do it right, absolutely. I recently watched Rec. It's just like Record, like REC. That was a good, interesting one, like unique story. And then same with The Descent, where these group of girls take cameras and they go on a girls trip and they do like cave diving, where they actually go through like the super narrow caves where you're very uncomfortable.
Nope.
Just to come to find that there's a whole civilization of like undead monsters down there of like, what, you know, so it adds a layer of creepiness. So
the narrow cave sounds scarier to me than the monsters.
Oh yeah.
I take the monsters.
Yeah. I don't know how those people exist in the real world. Like, hey, I'm going to go stuff myself in between a cave that I can't get out of and video it. Nope.
Ugh.
I freak out I don't even know. Like if I get stuck under the covers,
like, you know, yeah. You know what movie scared the shit out of me that I should have put in the top three? Is but I was embarrassed because like this movie legitimately freaked me out.
Hocus
Pocus. This is why like I'm not good with horror movies, because this wasn't that scary of a movie. But do you remember Signs?
Oh
with
yeah,
Mel Gibson.
That was kind of creepy.
That scene. There's that one scene.
The alien movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one scene. Which one? There's like tons of them. Like yeah, literally. Like,
well, they see it on the news scare. Or something.
Yeah, the alien that walks across the screen, you know it's coming. They warn you ahead of time. It's not like a jump scare, but as soon, something about the way he appears and the way he's standing there, and it's like this motion capture suit, and it's so creepy. Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix in front of the TV. Vamanos, children, vamanos.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
The scariest part is finding out that Mel Gibson is Australian. He's not
yeah.
from America. That was scary for me to find out.
Which his name Mel should have given it away. It's always shocking to hear him talk.
Mel Wallaby Gibson. I should have known. That's his middle
Mel
name.
Mel Gibson and Christian Bale and like Chris Hemsworth. These poor guys never get to talk in their actual voice in any movie.
No.
Ever.
No.
Never.
No.
Why do they like? Nobody appreciates the Australian accent.
Nope. I don't know what
they're
it
either
is.
British or American. Every single film.
There's I recently watched a pretty horrifying movie a couple months ago. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was called All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh.
That was legit. Just it's not a horror movie. It's just a World War One movie that I thought I was watching an A24. I mean, that movie was just horrifying, the
yeah.
entire thing.
But it's not a horror movie?
I got done watching that. That was more frightening than any slasher film or anything.
What's frightening about it?
Well, have you seen it?
No.
You should watch it. What's frightening about it is how horrible humans are.
Oh, so
like
it's a war movie.
Yeah, but it's trench
yeah.
warfare. It's World War One,
oh,
and it's just... It's
those trenches were spooky pits. I mean, those were the first haunted trails.
Ghost pits.
Oh my god, that was such
There's
a stupid
this one
thing to
scene
say.
Where these tanks come in and just like incinerate everyone, and then there's just scenes at the beginning where all these Germans, because you see it on like the German side, and they're just like, "Yay, we're going to war, we're gonna beat everyone." Then they get there and it's just fucked. And then there's this scene where they got to go in this bunker because they're getting bombed and they can't do anything. And they're like, well, we don't know if we're going to die or not. We're just going to sit in here. And the whole movie is the most terrifying war movie I've ever seen.
So is that
Those
your number three?
Fucked up.
Is that your number three of top three?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's up there because I know, I mean, humans can be war, right?
We can be spooky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're the worst.
We don't have
we're
to
the
be
absolute
spooky.
Worst.
We are the absolute worst. So watch that if you really want to just feel like shit for like 3 hours.
3 hours.
It's a
3 hour
like
movie.
2.5 hours.
That's scary.
Maybe it's like 2.5, but yeah, it's like there's like Saving Private Ryan, all these other great war movies, but this one it just really touched on. Just how fucking awful it is. There's no like, yay, Tom Hanks, he wins the day at the end. You know?
Is Tom Hanks in it?
No, but like in Saving Private Ryan, it's rough, but there's like happy moments or there's chiller moments.
Yeah,
this movie
Private
is
Ryan
just.
At the end.
Yeah, this movie is just
Saving
no happy up and just. Horrible from
so
beginning
Damon
to
does
middle
not get saved in All Quiet on the Western Front.
There is no one wins in the end. Literally, no one won in
Horrible.
The end. Everyone lost.
Ah.
Yeah, well, World War One was kind of it's as World Wars go, I'd say World War One probably the worst one. Although, you know, if you're Jewish, you probably disagree. Fuck, where am I going with this?
Yeah.
Something about your tying this to Midsommar being a really good horror movie.
No, what I'm saying is World War One. You forget about because World War Two kind of overshadowed it, you know, with the Hitler and the Nazis and the the Holocaust and all that was obviously probably arguably worst time in modern history. But World War One was fucked up too. And the worst thing about World War One, it ended and then it started again. We had another world war.
Just on pause. We're just like,
I had
hey,
some.
Time
I was
out.
Going somewhere with this.
Something about.
And did they only? They all like gained like a few feet in the end when they drew the new lines. They're like, all right, well, you gained like a few feet, and all these
and
people
Germany
died.
Germany lost, but they didn't learn their lesson, did they? Nope. Came right back, started another world war.
They fucked around and found out.
Depressing. Depressing. Nasty war.
So that's your number three movie?
Yeah,
I was thinking maybe like Hocus Pocus or, you know.
No, if you really want, I mean, if we're talking horror.
Beetlejuice, Exorcist, Scream, no.
Beetlejuice is not a horror movie. It's just a comedy.
But it's a spooky Halloween movie.
Yeah, it's a scary
Ghostbusters.
Movie.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well, I'm talking horror.
I picked Coco, specific. Okay?
What about, Jeff, do you like any of those Saw movies or, like, Hostel, any of those, like, gore movies?
Not really. I mean, I've watched a few Saw movies. I don't like, when I watch a scary movie, it's got to be some sort of, like, demon or something really fucked up and awful. Like, just humans killing other people, like, I don't know, that's just kind of boring to me.
Yeah, like, supernatural
type. There's
got to
be a super...
Yeah.
There's got to be like something like really. I remember watching what was on Netflix, that first one,
Haunting
Hill House.
Oh yeah, Haunting Hill House. Oh yeah, that was fucking creepy.
That first scene was terrifying.
Yeah.
That was really fucked up.
That was a great show.
And then like that stuff you can't remember. Yes, someone trying to kill someone. Sure, it's I mean Scream, the original Scream, but it's fun almost in a way. And then in the end, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
But what?
I hear you. Scream.
Yeah, I mean, and then you get Halloween, you get Michael Myers, who then, now I guess, is some supernatural thing. But
he was a normal guy in a William Shatner mask who just, you know.
He got shot in the first movie and just walked away from it like it was nothing.
Well, in one of them, he got, like, his head chopped off. He got shot multiple times. This last one, I don't know if you guys watched the latest one, but I don't think he's coming back, but they'll probably somehow find a way.
Well, didn't Jason go to hell, and then he just killed his way out of hell and came back?
Something like that. I think I lost track after, like, the third or fourth movie. I'm like, okay. I don't not like them, but I got to take some of those movies in doses. Like, who is ever going to come around and say, like, my favorite movie is Halloween 3 or H2O with Josh Hartnett because, ooh-wee.
Freddy in Space.
Heartthrob. Freddy vs. Jason. Oh, my God.
That was a good movie.
It was ridiculous.
That was fun.
It was ridiculous. Like, that's what...
We thought the drive-in or something.
That's what you see.
I remember you and I watched that one.
It was ridiculous. I don't even remember the fucking premise. They're like in space or something, and who the fuck
knows? We need more horror movie, like horror people fighting each other. That was what's fun about it. It was literally a who would win as a movie.
Yeah. I don't even remember if anybody won in the end.
I enjoyed Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, that was
a
good
one. Yeah, that's another
too.
Who would win.
And coming up, Eric, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Not horror related, it's kind of side topic, but they got Transformers versus G.I. Joe coming up.
Oh, well, that's a fucking
I don't know if it's versus.
Win.
I think they'll probably be on the same team, but you know what I mean. It's they're combining the franchises.
How did G.I. Joe beat mechanical super?
Well, I think
they find their weakness.
If
I don't know.
If they are a team, just imagine, though, like all the cars they're driving in and planes and cool stealth shit they're flying around in, those are all Transformers, and the dudes are like paragliding down and fucking shit up on the ground.
I believe they're going to team up to take on Mighty Max.
Or He-Man. And then He-Man just shows up.
Yeah,
just screams on
him. I don't know. And then Barbie makes
cool
a cameo and just fucks everybody up.
Oh my God, that sounds like the worst fucking cinematic universe. But we would go watch it. We would watch the shit out of that.
This is so stupid as we all take out our wallets.
Oh my God, so good. All right, boys. Well, it's way past your bedtime, Jeff. Go find a little motel on the side of the road. Make sure there's like one car there. The neon light is flickering, and ask for one room, you know, and just see if you get the color TV and the vibrating bed.
The vibrating bed that you put the quarters in. I was just thinking.
Yep.
Why do I want a vibrating bed?
Nobody knows. Yeah. All right. Before we end the podcast, what was the point of the vibrating bed? Can anybody tell us out there? Fans, Tommy, anybody?
Because I think it's like, you know, how you sleep really good in a car?
Sure.
Not when you're driving, obviously. Yeah. Like in the passenger, it's like the road, like the rumble. You know, and the sound, I don't know.
But it seems very relaxing. Violent. In any movie or TV show, it always seems like, you know, like they're just...
They probably exaggerated for the, you know, effect.
There's probably a bunch of boomers out there like, you fucking idiots. Like,
have no idea.
Two people be boning, they turn that thing on, just makes it better. Yeah,
you why never they have that at home until...
Maybe they do.
If it was so great, why didn't they have it at the home, too?
Maybe all of our parents have... vibrators in their bed, not that.
Oh
kind.
Boy,
you know what I mean? I know.
Okay, wrong.
Vibrating beds, or maybe they have that too. I don't know.
Double vibration. Where did this episode go? Went from World War I to vibrating beds. How did we do it, folks? The world may never know.
We tried really hard.
But hey, well, you know what? We're in the middle of spooky season. There's a lot more spooky episodes to go, and guess what? You guys are in for a treat because. One of the next couple podcasts episodes is going to land on fucking Halloween. So we got to think of some really good topics. We want to hear from you. Let us know what you want us to talk about. I mean, the list is endless with Halloween. It's a favorite time of year. Kicks off the holiday season. There's a lot more to come. So I hope Dave has a really spooky safety tip for us. I can't wait to see how I'm going to get mutilated.
Yeah.
So with that, Jeff, drive safe. Maybe we'll make sure you make it home. In one piece, and don't talk to strangers. And Tommy, as always, been a pleasure. But
pleasure.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, everybody, we hope you had a great spooky episode. Let us know your favorite movies. Hit us up at Rot Pod, and we got to put some videos back out there too. And I know Jeff and we've been trying to work on getting videos actually recorded of these. We'll figure that out soon enough. We promise. Yeah. We want you to see our faces.
Some live stream.
We'll do some live streams, fun shit like that. So without further ado, B-O-O, Dave's safety spooky tip.
Bye-bye.
It may look like a nice hole, but don't stick your penis into a pipe. Someone may turn on the pressure, and your Audi becomes an innie.